This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Vice President Dick Cheney today accused Hamas, along with Syria and Iran, of trying to undermine peace talks between the Palestinians and Israel. Cheney is in the Middle East today and spoke to reporters after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Cheney met with Palestinian leaders yesterday about mediation efforts underway in Yemen to reconcile militant and moderate Palestinians. Yesterday in Yemen, rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas agreed to hold their first direct talks since Hamas militants seized control of the Gaza Strip 9 months ago. Al-Qaeda's second-in-command Ayman al-Zawahiri has released a new audio tape calling on Muslims to strike Jewish and American targets in revenge for Israel's recent offensive in the Gaza Strip. The tape comes on the heels of a message from Osama bin Laden, who called for a holy war to liberate the Palestinian territories. The authenticity of al-Zawahiri's tape could not be independently confirmed, but the voice on it resembled the number two in al-Qaeda on previous audio and video tapes confirmed to be his. Three men from the group Reporters Without Borders disrupted the Olympic flame lighting ceremony today in Olympia, Greece. The men ran onto the field of the stadium while the Beijing Olympics Organizing Committee was giving a speech to protest human rights issues in the country. China has vowed to impose strict security along the route of the Olympic torch as Beijing clamps down on serious anti-Chinese unrest in Tibet. Here's NPR's Louisa Lim from Shanghai.
Tibetan groups overseas have called for the Olympic torch not to travel through Tibet in protest at China's crackdown on unrest there. But the Tibet Daily newspaper said the flame would be sure to go to the world's highest point, the summit of Mount Everest. It said security arrangements would be made to guard against, quote, disturbances and sabotage by the Dalai clique. The Dalai Lama has denied Beijing's claims that he's orchestrated recent anti-Chinese unrest in Tibet. One Thai torchbearer, Narisa Chakrabongse, has withdrawn from the relay. Overseas groups report three separate protests in Qinghai province this weekend and one in Gansu. But China's news blackout means it's impossible to confirm these reports.
NPR's Louisa Lim reporting. The U.S. Coast Guard is searching off the coast of Alaska for a crew member of a fishing vessel that capsized yesterday. Four people died in the accident and 42 crew members were rescued. Here's Anne Dornfeld reporting from Seattle.
Two Coast Guard helicopters, a cutter, and several fishing vessels are searching the Bering Sea for the crew member. The Seattle-based fishing boat Alaska Ranger took on water after its crew lost control of the ship's rudder. A sister vessel and the Coast Guard were able to rescue most of the crew members, but the captain and three others died. The boat went down about 120 miles off the coast of Dutch Harbor. The boat was reportedly carrying 145,000 gallons of diesel, and the Coast Guard says there's an oil slick in the area. Petty Officer Walter Shin says the conditions were normal for the Bering Sea at this time of year. He says the capsize was a rare case because fishing vessels are usually prepared for mechanical failures. The boat's owners have had trouble with other fishing vessels in the past.
Anne Dornfeld reporting from Seattle. And some box office news. It was all about Horton over the weekend. Fox's take on the Dr. Seuss classic Horton Hears a Who was number one at the box office for a second weekend in a row. It brought in $25.1 million, easily beating out a $20 million debut for Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns and the Owen Wilson flick Drillbit Taylor, which was a distant third with $10.2 million. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.